This is Hans Olsen, librarian and archivist for the Goodstein Foundation Library at Casper College. It is roughly 3:01 p.m. on the 9th of May, 2024. This interview will be added to the archives of the student art collection that the Goodstein Foundation Library is starting this year. Can you please tell me your full name?
My name is Madison Harvey.
And you go by Maddie?
Maddie, yep, Maddie works too.
Alrighty. What led you to pursue courses in art and or photography at Casper College?
So I first came to Casper College in the fall of 2022, and I was pursuing a degree in business and was wanting to take some fine art classes because I planned to pursue a degree or a career in tattooing. After taking an art course, the general studio art class with Carly Holcomb, I was convinced to switch my major, so I ended up switching to fine arts, and now I'll be graduating this May with an associate's in fine art.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
It's exciting to hear about the switch in majors.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, when, I ended up, majoring in something that I didn't end up pursuing long term.
Mm-hmm.
Early
right.
on, and hearing about switches is always fun.
Mm-hmm.
So what is what is the title of your work selected for purchase by the Casper College Library?
The title of my piece is Romans 12:2.
And can you tell us a little bit about the inspiration for the title?
It's a Bible verse, and this piece, I really wanted to represent transformation, and the prompt was supposed to be more spooky Halloween themes, but I wanted it to be a transformative piece. The verse talks a lot about not being conformed to the world, but being transformed by the renewal of your mind, and I think that is something that I've really gone through during my time in Casper, is a huge transformation spiritually, artistically, and just as a person, and I really wanted the title to reflect that.
And was this piece made for a particular class?
Yes, this was for Carly Holcomb's three-dimensional foundations course, which is basically a sculpture class. But.
And what medium or category did you enter this piece in the spring 2024 juried student art show?
This piece is a mixed media sculpture, technically, but it involves a lot of different materials like plaster, hand and feet casts, and then there's lots of different things that it's made of at its base with wood and foam, and then the outside is a paper mache technique that I developed.
So in creating this piece, what are the new insights or skills that you've gained that are needed for a studio artist?
A lot of what I've done here at Casper College, I also work as a work study in the art department, so I've gotten the opportunity to help a lot with the plaster casting process. And so through this project, I was able to continue that and continue perfecting that skill of mine. Which I really enjoy doing. I love doing plaster life casts. And then I also got the opportunity to kind of develop some more skills to create something that's structurally sound, because her position is kind of like precarious, and so I had to do a lot of thinking about how I would get her to stand there and kind of hover a little bit, because the plaster isn't strong enough to hold the full weight. So I definitely learned a lot of skills about structure and displaying the work. And then just kind of experimenting with different techniques to get the look that I wanted on the outside. So experimenting with paper mache, and it's a simple technique, but I kind of threw my own twist into it to get the look that I wanted to get out of it. But yeah, overall there were a lot of different things that I
learned. Like a lot of calculations.
Yeah, a lot of thinking.
Experiments are really exciting to hear about.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to carry any of those experiments over into future projects?
I hope so. I want to continue in my art career focusing on sculpture as well as printmaking and some other two-dimensional things, but I really enjoy mixed media sculpture, so I really hope to continue that through my college career and then my practice as an artist as well.
That is amazing. What does having your work selected as part of a permanent collection mean to you at this stage in your career?
Yeah, I think as I talked about before, I wanted it to be a representation of my transformation as a person and kind of my experience here at Casper College. So just the fact that she gets to stay here now where it all happened, where I feel like I have changed the most over the course of my life, I think is pretty cool. It serves as just kind of like a memorial of my time here. And I definitely consider this piece to be my most successful thus far and probably my favorite thus far. So I just like the idea of her living here forever and being a part of a school that I have so much love for and so much respect for. And I'm very sad to leave, but at least she gets to stay here. That's kind of how I see it.
We are very honored to have her here in the library and to be recording this oral history with you today.
Thank you.
Our goal is to, you know, make these oral histories accessible to future students, so this piece can, and the ideas behind it can go on and live and inspire other students and connect students to resources within the library. And so we hope it'll be a very engaging piece in the library and that the collection will grow in the future, starting after this year.
Yeah.
So with all of this being said, what are your immediate future plans or next steps?
So I will be graduating this May with my associate's in fine art, like I said, and then I plan to attend Colorado Mesa University in Grand Junction, Colorado, where I will be pursuing a bachelor's in fine art, in studio art. And yeah, I'm super excited for that. After I get that degree, I plan to complete an apprenticeship for tattooing, so I can become a practicing tattooer. And then, I don't know, I've tossed around the idea of going back to get my MFA as well. I think I would love teaching art at the collegiate level as well. So, yeah, lots of different things that I want to do, but definitely a career in art in some form is in my future.
It sounds like it's in the cards for sure, and it all sounds very exciting. And thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
Best wishes for all of your future endeavors.
Thank you.
And come back and see us and see your piece here in the library. And yes.
Yes, I definitely will come back and see it here once it's displayed.
Thank you.
Thank you.